Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second six-year term in the Senate. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spending the country into inflation actually wasn't enough.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
China's government warned on Tuesday that it would take forceful measures if House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan next month. Pelosi and her large entourage are also planning to visit Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, and spend time in Hawaii at the headquarters of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Multi-billionaire Elon Musk is going to court against Twitter sooner than he had wished.
A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter deceived him on the amount of bot accounts on the site. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. stock markets recorded the biggest one-day gains in nearly a month Tuesday as investors reacted positively to a fresh batch of company earnings report. The Standard & Poor's 500 added 2.8%, the tech-focused NASDAQ composite gained 3.1%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 2.4%. As it has for billions of years, it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. Climate change activists, including children barely old enough to do simple math and their fear-mongering to push an agenda, is blasted across mainstream media and publications across the interwebs. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday pushed the fear-mongering with calls of climate collective suicide.
This has to be the decade of decisive climate action. That means trust, multilateralism, and collaboration. We have a choice, collective action or collective suicide.
All the water on this planet is billions of years old. Yet when you take a drink today, it's as fresh as it can be. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News also calls out the gloom and doom of climate activism.
They don't mind flying around the world in private planes. They don't mind having huge houses with enormous amounts of air conditioning. They don't mind the size of their carbon footprint. It's a classic example. What you have is a power elite which thinks that climate is the emotional excuse to control the rest of us.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Okay, as we continue, you and I mean, we got to do this together, all hands on deck to get this country back on track. I think it's encouraging to realize, according to the latest polling, 9 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. Okay, let's decide what the right track looks like. We've got Rick Manning to straighten this out to make sure that we are on said right track. This way, we have the best utilization of our assets and resources here, because look at the amazing thing about this, Rick Manning, I want to bring you on right now here real quick, is that all this is being done by a very comparatively small number of, you know, self-appointed elites here, elected officials that decided that our Constitution was irrelevant and their service to the people was irrelevant. It's more about a government of, for, and by the elected, the officials and the elites, and no longer we the people. Am I seeing something wrong here?
I don't think you are. And first of all, good morning. I have to tell you, one of the most alarming things that I've read in a while is the push. This came from the White House press secretary, that the White House is actually considering declaring a climate emergency using the same kind of formatting that was used for COVID. And still, exactly. By the way, the COVID emergency still exists and Congress needs to eliminate it. But they want to create a climate emergency, which would allow the president to do kind of a crazy wish list of the left. Shut down all fossil fuel production in the United States. Shut down the export of fossil fuels from the United States. Mm-hmm. Shut down the import of fossil fuels to the United States. Obviously expand renewables dramatically. Force people into electric vehicles should they be able to drive. It's if you look at it, it is beyond crazy. But the White House, this isn't a crazy left wing group that nobody's ever heard of. This is the White House. Mm-hmm. Press secretary admitted that while they're not looking at doing that now, the president is going to make a number of announcements today related to climate, and that's on, and the climate change, and doing a climate change emergency is on the table. They're not saying we're not going to do this. They're saying we're going to have an election in 2022, and if it doesn't go the way we like, which it won't, mm-hmm. then we're going to do what we want to do anyway. Try and stop us.
Yeah. Why would we be surprised here? I mean, as you said, the format was already established and well-oiled and accomplished with COVID. And it's quite interesting, Rick, because look at the other countries around the world that went this route. It didn't take them that long to figure it out that this was a losing cause, right? Rolling brownouts, inflation, all the things that we're experiencing right now. And it's as if somehow Joe Biden and the elites think that we're so special that the universal laws that drive this green agenda are only, you know, it's only for them. It's not for us. I mean, we're somehow special and we're going to be immune from the results of canceling fossil fuels.
Well, it's if you look at what's happening around the world, and I think that's a significant thing to do because it's kind of what has lit their fire even more to do crazy stuff. And that's in Netherlands. Farmers are blocking everything because in the Netherlands they're saying we're not going to allow you to have the actual fertilizers that you use, and we're going to cut your production by 40% by eliminating the fertilizers that work.
Right.
And
look what happened to Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, that was exactly the issue, right? Fertilizer.
Exactly right. So in Sri Lanka, fertilizer, once again, and the government fell. In the Netherlands, the government's in intense attack, and it's likely to fall. You've seen the same issue happen in Italy, where Draghi's fallen. His government is he's leaving power, and he's desperately trying to keep him there. But the fact of the matter is, he's lost all legitimacy because of the climate agenda that they push, particularly against farmers. So when you look at this, let's put one and one together here. We had a president of the United States about 2 months ago declare that we were going to have a food emergency, a worldwide food emergency. And the reason we were going to have it was because of wheat sales out of Ukraine and Russia were dramatically going to be decreased because you can't get the Ukrainian wheat out of Ukraine because Russia has the ports. So there's dramatic decreases in wheat sales, which will largely affect Africa, North Africa, Horn of Africa, and cause a lot of starvation there. We have an attack on food production out of the Netherlands, which is a major food producer. We don't think of it that way, but is a major agriculture exporter. And we got an attack on food there. We have a report out of the Central Valley of California, which produces it's about half of the U.S. food production comes out of the Central Valley. And San Joaquin Valley is very fertile. Well, it's turning into a dust bowl because the feds are flushing all the fresh water out to sea. And they're not allowing the Central Valley to get any water. They're effectively turning it into a dust bowl. So you have food production cut there. You have so what are you looking at? You're looking at a time when we sit there and say, oh, there's going to be a starvation, a food shortage. We have the left, this climate change left, directly attacking agriculture all across the world. And as a result, and then they're going to say, because of climate change, we have a dust bowl in San Joaquin Valley because there's no water and because they're not allowing water to go there. So it's a dust bowl. It must be climate change. And so all these people are going to die because of climate change and the food emergency that they created in their reaction to climate change. And they're going to say, we need more draconian measures to meet the food insecurity that they created. This is what they're doing. Millions of people are going to die because of it. And it's absolutely, these people are beyond belief evil. And they will, and the bottom line is, they are more than willing to sit there and say, as a result of the food emergency, to then declare, oh, we've got a climate emergency, and basically tie a knot around the neck of our nation's economy and create a genuine economic depression.
Well, why would we be surprised at the devastation that would be created by a party that is the party of death? This is the party that delivered the abortions of 63 million plus people. I mean, and we don't even then, and that's a mere estimate because we're not even talking about the mail order pills that experts say is another 40% attributable to the abortion number. And oh yeah, by the way, Rick, the other thing that you didn't touch on is how China is buying up farmland here in the United States. I mean, what is all that about? I mean, do you have the sense that the wagons are being circled, right? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Bill Gates is my huge mess on
it. Yeah, and Bill Gates. But still, you've got this cabal, if you want to put it that way, with Bill Gates and the Chinese, the communist Chinese, buying up farmland at a time when it looks like there could be a serious food shortage. I mean, it does not bode well. The signs look very, very foreboding. Let's leave it at that. We'll pick it up from there on the other side of the break. More from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Freshen independent just way like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. No doubt, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. You know, what is happening in our country. The silent majority can no longer remain silent. You have got to take a stand. You've got to come up and activate your citizenship. We need you. We don't need you in the back rows. You got to get in the center of the ball field. And you've got to participate, because this is where we are right now, is that we have got to take our country back. You know, as Rick was saying, here, farms have been bought up by Bill Gates and by the Chinese. I mean, do you even ask the question why? What is going on? Our good friend Gary Bauer, he writes that during the Bush years, Communist China bought fewer than 10 U.S. farms annually. That figure more than doubled during the Obama-Biden era, by the way. In 2013, the Communist Chinese spent $4.7 billion to take over Smithfield Foods. So, I mean, are the warnings here? We saw what China did. I mean, here we are thinking, oh, if we bring them into the fold and we share our intellectual knowledge and, you know, kind of buttress their country and their people and their industries, then they'll play nice. I mean, here we turn over, Rick, we turn over medicines. We turned all our research for medicines and personal protection equipment to fight COVID, as you recall. And here we are. We needed this stuff. And we had to go to China. The very people that released this this virus out of Wuhan. And we got to go to them begging for personal protection equipment. And, oh, yeah, by the way, prior to that, they bought up a bunch because they knew what was coming, right? And they bought up a bunch of our own resources, our personal protection equipment, you know, so that we would have no other place to go but to them. I mean, they sold us back what we gave them. Well, this is rich, isn't it?
Well, it's exactly what happened. And it's, and, you know, the fact is, and then they shamed our country into a position where we couldn't call it the Chinese virus, even though it was the Chinese virus, you know, created in a Wuhan lab. And this is now coming out, and stuff has been released from the FBI in terms of their investigations, where the FBI was convinced that this was a biological weapon that was created by in Wuhan. So it's not a you know, wasn't necessarily leaked on purpose, but it is what it is. So this is no longer, you know, while Facebook may ban you
Rick, I know conjecture. Okay, I know that people don't want to say they did it on purpose, because we don't have proof to say they did it on purpose. But looks like a duck, talks like a duck. I look at, like anything that happens, who has the most to gain, and who ends up gaining the most after everything is said and done? At this point right now, it's China 10, the rest of the world 0.
100%. And I will, what we can say definitively is that China shut the border to Wuhan, from Wuhan to the rest of China. And China continued having flights go around the world from Wuhan. So not to their own country, not internally within China, but to the rest of the world, flights were running every single day from Wuhan. So if China did not, so the fact of the matter is, the best you can say about the Chinese is that they took steps which caused the rest of the world to be infected rather than isolating the infection in Wuhan, and they and they did so deliberately. So that is
what are they doing now?
The best you can say about them.
Yeah, that was then. Now, I think this is probably the third time there have been lockdowns there in China. What is all that about? I mean, you cannot trust the Chinese to think, okay, at the end of the day, they're doing right by the universe. I mean, there's something. It's almost like you have the sense of, what are they doing? Are they experimenting on their own people, and that's why they're locking everything down?
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that what they're doing is they're essentially denying people health care, and they're, if you get the virus and one of the many iterations of the outbreak, you're locked into your house. You're unable to get, you know, basic food, water, health care. If you survive, you survive. If you don't survive, well, you know, too bad. We've got excess population. It's whether that is the result of experimentation or they have a, the situation is out of is not controllable. So whereas we get an Omicron variant, whatever, we move on and we just say, okay, well, the deaths are low, the hospitalizations are low, we'll live with this. China, any variant that pops up, they essentially kill anybody who gets it and attempt to contain it. And that's a, if you want to.
Kind of an extreme way to mitigate the problem, right? But, that's what the communists do.
But understand this, and this is why I bring this up. A lot of people delude themselves into thinking, okay, if the Chinese are the dominant country in the world, what's the big deal? You know, things will continue along the same way, blah, blah, blah. Okay, look at what they do to their own people. And if they get sick, they let them die. If they're practicing a religion that they don't like, they go off and they make them into slaves. They make them into involuntary organ donors for wealthy people who need organs. Okay?
Exactly.
The Chinese view of the world has no equivalency to the Western view of the world. And as a result, and this is just observational, as a result of that, if you do not believe that every life is precious, if you do not believe that you have one life, if you do not believe that you have a savior who can save you from your sins and lead you, and that you, where you have to, should be, lead you to follow a more ethical life, if you don't believe those things, if you believe that everything's wash, rinse, repeat, and there's no difference, and oh, by the way, we may have been, you know, if that's all you believe is wash, rinse, repeat, you're going to come back as something else later on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, under those circumstances, there is no moral ethical code. There's no plumb line, and it's all about power. And I'm going to just tell people right now, if the Chinese become the dominant nation in the world, they will relish the enslavement of America, because we are the one people who mentally reject the essence of their beliefs, and so they will have to engage in a massive cultural revolution against the American.
Well, they'll be cleansing and murder to such degree that you couldn't even fathom. Because especially like you said, I mean, here we are, we're 8 billion, and some of these knuckleheads think that the earth can only sustain a billion. So that's 7 billion people that could be gone, all in the name of this higher calling of the communist Chinese, right, more or less?
And they'll use the knuckleheads for as long as it makes sense, and then they will replace the knuckleheads, and the knuckleheads won't understand. They will think, oh, those were our friends. We were in league together to save the planet.
Right.
And they won't understand that it was never about saving the planet for the Chinese, because they're doing nothing
exactly
to save the planet. Okay.
Well, Rick, we got a minute and a half left, and I want to address something that we touched on very briefly, but it's important, because this question came up this morning from a friend. Said, where's the military on this? Is the military going to come in and help we the people? And you have an interesting column that you wrote that talks about the purging of 27% of the army that's been, you know, only partially vaccinated against COVID. 27% of the army. I mean, there's more to the story than just that headline.
Yeah.
I've got a minute left. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Sure. We have right now 27% of the army, 13% of the total armed forces are not fully vaccinated as designated by the Biden administration. They are subject to termination. And the fact is, somebody who sits there and says, I've got questions about whether this is safe for me and doesn't just follow orders, is somebody who won't follow orders when they don't fit their personal moral beliefs. And that's your problem. That's what they're trying to deal with. And we need the Congress, the Senate in this case, to say, no, we're going to eliminate the vaccination, mandatory vaccination program in the military using the NDAA. Go to getliberty.org to sign a petition that will go to your congressmen and senators urging them to end the forced vaccination in the military.
Got to leave it there. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Godspeed,
my friend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second six-year term in the Senate. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spending the country into inflation actually wasn't enough.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Jenny Beth Martin going to join us here in just a few minutes. Got lots to discuss with her, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. You can go to at Jenny Beth Martin is her Twitter and her handle, and you can check it out for yourself. Because this is about getting involved. This is a government of for by we the people. By definition, it demands and commands us to get involved. Jenny Beth, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, lots to talk about. I was shocked like you were, and you tweeted this out. The Hill said that Republicans are trying to steal Hispanic voters away from the Democratic Party, as if, I guess, like blacks, you know, the Democratic Party owns this monolithic voting bloc, I guess, right, according to their world?
I guess they think they're the own people, which, as we know, is not possible and wrong. So, I mean, I guess it's possible, but it's wrong and not legal in America to do, nor would we ever want it to be legal again. It's such an insulting thing to say, the way that they said it. And then on top of that, I thought that they were upset because Republicans were concerned about an election being stolen, but they can already begin talking about stealing the next election, and it's okay. The hypocrisy from the left, it boggles the mind, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the mainstream media is doing us no favors. NPR is not doing us any. I mean, here it is. you know, a public supported with our taxpayer money, media is all in on this woke agenda and supporting the Democratic Party. I mean, they're no longer supporting America at large, are they?
No, I don't think that they are. I think that they are supporting the extreme left leaning people in their base, and I think that those left leaning people are just out of touch with the majority of Americans. And I think they're out of touch even with liberals within the Democratic Party. And at some point they will have to deal with that and figure out how they can rectify that. But in the meantime, as Americans, we don't have time to wait for them to figure out how to take care of their own party. We've got to make sure that as we look to the next election, we are electing people who are going to protect our children, not harm our children, educate, not indoctrinate, and do what is necessary to stop the reckless spending so that we can curb inflation in this country.
Well, it goes back to what you said earlier. We've got to protect the integrity of the vote in the process, no doubt. Democrats got away with an incredible steal in 2020. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what Bill Barr says. I think it's rather ignorant, and with all due respect. I mean, here he is. He's the Attorney General, former Attorney General. And to make the statements he's made about voter fraud without even looking into this or even citing documentation saying, hey, Bill, let me tell you, this is why I have the position I have on the 2020 election. Here, lay it out. I mean, they demand that of Sidney Powell and Giuliani, the President of the United States, and a boatload of experts who know technology. And, you know, even going back, like, you know, Cipollone said the other day, he says, we can't confiscate a voting machine. You know, that's just not American. Well, wait a minute. A voting machine was used in the commission of an alleged crime here, and which we were further confused when the owner of, you know, Dominion came in and was giving his testimony to Congress. He said there was no way, that we didn't have any connection at all with the internet, and somebody pulls out a modem out of the machine, says, what's this? Well, it wasn't connected. So come on, give me a break, please. Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, I just don't even. I'm just, every time that I think of this, I get so frustrated because we have not had the kind of investigation that we should have had into the things that went on in 2020. And the Department of Justice and Bill Barr, I don't think that he examined the evidence that truly existed. And I know that the evidence was not examined in court, certainly not in Georgia. That is the place where I'm most familiar because I worked so closely on what was happening in Georgia. And the evidence that the Trump legal team had in Georgia, it never saw the light of day in court because the court date was set for January 8th and a judge was assigned. It took over a month for a judge to be assigned to the case, even though state law says that a judge shall be assigned immediately. Immediately means immediately. What I will say right now, one thing that we do have that gives me a little bit of hope, and this is coming from Georgia, but I think it's happening in other parts of the country as well. In DeKalb County, Georgia, they realized there were problems with a Democrat race in the primary, and the machine count was off. We know this because the Democrat candidate received zero votes in her own precinct, and she knew she voted for herself. In that county, they wound up doing a hand count. The machine count was off by over 2,000 votes. The person who was a third-place finisher actually was the first-place finisher and went on to the runoff and is now the nominee. So it gives me hope that in a Democrat county, they were willing to take the steps necessary to do a hand count and get the certified results correct. In Cherokee County in Georgia, they have done an audit of ballots, and they are now doing another audit of and this is the primary from 2022, but they're doing another audit of ballots in August. And so at least we've got some places, both Democrat and Republican strongholds, that are saying we have to make sure that our voters believe the results of the election, and we're taking steps to ensure that they do. And that's what every county in this country should be doing. If we can't get it from the federal government or our state governments, we need to do it locally.
Exactly. Well, that is good news, and that is encouraging news, because this is what the people need to hear, Jenny Beth, because they feel disenfranchised, you know, as they're still trying to process the big lie of 2020. And, you know, the Democrats are trying to say, you know, that Trump offered up the big lie. Well, it's a big lie. Whoever offered it up, you know, and it's out there. And, you know, and it's unfortunate in a democratic republic that we have to, you know, kind of drag this albatross around with us until it can possibly be vacated. But you're exactly right. The idea is immediate, number one. Number two, there should have been a special prosecutor all over on this from day one to really check this out to where we could, you know, get to the bottom of it and have confidence again. And so the midterms is that opportunity to help restore some confidence. And, of course, moving forward, you know, hopefully things will be in place in such a way that people can realize that their vote really does count.
That's correct. And we cannot give up on the election system. We cannot give up on America. We have to keep engaging in it. And people who want to know how they can get involved and make a difference locally, I recommend starting an election integrity task force. We have a guidebook to help you get started on that. And you can go to our website at teapartypatriots.org to find it.
Now, Jenny Beth, you also tweeted out about Liz Cheney, not very popular. Her move to side with the Democrats and be a part of this kangaroo court, this committee hearing, you've got her performance level is now 66% of Wyomings. They disapprove of her job.
Yeah, because she's fixated on her hatred of President Trump rather than looking out for what's best for the people in her state.
Exactly. Or the country, you know, and it's rather shameful. I don't know how she survives this, frankly, her or Adam Kinzinger. Do you?
I think the only way she survives is if Democrats cross over and vote in the Republican primary.
Well, here's the situation. You've already got, I mean, we're talking about Democrats losing Hispanics and blacks. They're just losing en masse. Last week, over a million Democrats said they moved out of the party and into the Republican Party. That's quite telling, isn't it? We got about 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
It really is. And we just have to stay engaged, Bill. And November gives us great opportunity.
Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, we see what's going on in the southern border. No doubt it is a hot mess. Already the cartel saying, oh, Joe Biden been very, very good to us. I mean, it's been a windfall profit for the cartels and the amount of money that they're making and all the coyotes there. It's an incredible business if you can get away with it, and they certainly are getting away with it. And meanwhile, I would say the majority of Americans are scratching their heads going, what the heck is going on? But, you know, it doesn't stop there. I mean, this is how diabolical what's happening at the southern border. I mean, it defies credulity. Now you've got a liberal group. Listen to this. A liberal group has landed a $171 million government contract that could reach $1 billion to help illegal immigrants avoid deportation. You heard that right. They got a special contract. Joe Biden, Mayorkas, the Democratic Party have assigned this government contract to this liberal group. And they're saying this thing could be, after everything is said and done, at least a $1 billion contract. And it's all to defy our Constitution, to put American citizens at risk. They're going to help illegal immigrants avoid deportation. Here to tell us more about it is the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, Chris Chmielewski. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
This is madness, Chris.
Yeah.
This is total madness. What is going on? Now, was this one of these government contracts that was done without bidding, that was maybe assigned to, some political favor that was owed to somebody? Do we know?
I'm not 100% sure of how exactly the process went, but you can be sure that, yeah, this was part of a, you know, this was part of one of those deals where, it included more than just what they, what has been reported by a couple of, mm-hmm. of conservative news outlets, primarily Fox and Breitbart. But, I'm sure it was part of a bigger deal. But yeah, this is, I think this is one of those where, they contract with these nonprofit groups to these non-governmental mm-hmm. organizations to help them with certain things. It's just like refugee resettlement, where we pay off some of these other groups to basically we outsource refugee resettlement in this country. It's the same thing. So, I think this is one of those things, immigration services, and one of the services that this group is going to provide is they're going to pay for attorneys mm-hmm. for illegal.
Well, it's one thing. Yeah. It's one thing for resettlement,
right,
refugee status. It's yet something else when you are supporting an illegal operation.
Yeah. And what's interesting is the law pretty clearly says that the federal government cannot provide government-funded attorneys for people in the country illegal aliens. That was passed in a law, I believe, back in 1996, and it's still the law of the land. So what they've done is they've said, oh, okay, well, we won't fund. We're not allowed to pay for attorneys for illegal aliens, but we think that illegal aliens should have access to attorneys. So I got an idea. Let's pay a contractor to do it.
Right.
Because that's right. Not the government who's actually paying the attorneys. It's the government contractor who's paying the attorneys. But and the most troublesome thing about this is the reason why this becomes a bigger issue than it already is because what the lawyers are going to help these illegal aliens do is find every single possible loophole within our immigration law to allow them to stay here in the United States. That's the whole purpose of this.
Well, when you consider the Vera Institute of Justice, who is this group, by the way, that's getting all this money, New York-based, of course, they support defunding police and views of immigration enforcement agencies as a threat to civil liberties. They were the ones that were awarded this Health and Human Services funded contract in March to provide legal assistance that we're talking about. So what do you think? I mean, here is their worldview. Their worldview is police bad, laws no bueno, and, it's all about their own self-definition of civil liberties, right? So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, this isn't about national security. This isn't I don't even think that they're all even that concerned about the immigrants themselves. Because if they were, they would approach this altogether different because you'd want immigrants to be able to come, first of all, come in legally and not operate in the shadows and not be beholden to coyotes on the other side. So now it's almost like you got coyotes to the left of you, coyotes to the right of you, up and down there. I mean, they're all in the pockets of these people because they represent a portal for, of the people, of the taxpayers' money into their pockets. I mean, this is so self-serving, it's disgusting.
Yeah, and let's be 100% clear. If this administration or groups like this group truly cared about these illegal migrants that are trying to make their way here to the United States, they wouldn't be doing all the things that they're doing, because all they're doing is they're encouraging these folks to come up. And how are they coming up? They're as you mentioned, they're paying off the coyotes and the drug cartels. And we've heard the stories about the women, especially the teenage girls that are being raped along these journeys. It's just horrible what's happening to some of these folks, especially if they don't pay up when they're told to pay up, or when the drug cartels say, oh, by the way, inflation, we're increasing your rate halfway through the journey. So they're putting their lives at risk and they're encouraging them to do that. So they don't really, if they really cared, they wouldn't be encouraging to make these dangerous journeys up here.
Well, the thing is, it's a way for them to tap into the taxpayers' treasury. Sadly,
right.
I mean, this is to your point. This isn't about offering a service, to illegal immigrants coming in here. And of course, everything is about keep the gate open, let the people flood. And look at the numbers, Chris. I mean, you've been reporting these, month to month. And they're getting worse and worse. There is no way. I mean, how would you like, the job of a Border Patrol agent right now? I think that's got to be the worst job ever on the planet.
by far, I hate to laugh about it, but yeah, they are. They're, I mean, the ones who are brave enough to speak off the record because they're basically under a gag order. I mean, they're talking about the fact how they're exhausted. Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Council, he's talking about it every single day. Morale is horribly low. They're working these alternating weeks where they'll work 40 hours one week, but then they have required overtime in the other week. So, they're working a 40, then a 60, then a 40, then an 80. They're working crazy hours, and basically they're not border security. They're border services. They've become basically immigrant services.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're supporting the policies of the Biden administration and the Democratic Party. That's what's going on. Chris, has there been an update? Again, I've been looking for this and I haven't seen anything. Speaking of the border agents, the agents that have, they went through an investigation. These were the ones that were on horseback. Went through an investigation. They said they did nothing wrong. But yet the Biden administration says, well, I don't care what they say. We say you did. And they're still punishing these men up to, 14 days leave without pay. Is there an update on that, or are they just going through the process right now?
Yeah, I think they're still going through the process. I haven't heard any updates on it other than, for the most part, they've been cleared of their wrongdoing. So I don't know if they're back on or not, but again, just another thing that's driving the low morale along the rake and file Border Patrol agents. You know, again, The administration just jumped and automatically assumed that they were guilty of doing something, even though at the end of the day, they were just doing their jobs.
Right. Yeah. Can you imagine, Chris? I mean, all of a sudden your boss came in and said, "Hey, Chris, we got a new assignment for you. You're going to be a Border Patrol agent." You go, what did I do? Really? I mean, you know, we're talking about numbers here. This is a number that sticks out. You said so far there have been more than 100,000 unaccompanied minor encounters in this fiscal year 2022. 100,000. That's that they can count. And to me, when you see those numbers like that, it seems more like a guesstimate than an actual number, right?
Right. And again, you know, when you hear the unaccompanied minors, these aren't 5 and 6 year old kids coming across the border by themselves. These are 16, 17, 18 year old kids. Well, probably not 18, but 15, 16, 17 year old kids that are coming across the border. They're working age males for the most part that are coming across the border. So you just wonder what's happening once they get released into the United States. You hope that they're being reunited with family members who may be living here in the United States, whether they're here legally or illegally. But again, you fear that they get connected with gangs.
Well, they've been captured before they cross the border. This is what the coyotes do. Just like you said, they own them. They own their souls and their parents, and they know where to go back and leverage to get more out of the parents for delivering their child into sex trafficking in the United States. And sadly, I mean, and this is a sad commentary on we the people. You know, we are open for business for sex trafficking. We have become a nation that accommodates sex trafficking. I mean, this is disgusting. We got young girls coming across the border illegally, and now they're being used. They're being used as sex objects. I mean, this is not the America I went to. I went in the military to defend. Sadly, but this is where we are, and the Democrats and Joe Biden and the whole lot of them that are involved in this political process that promotes this kind of illegal behavior and dehumanization of people is disgusting, and it's shameful. Well, Chris, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. If people want to get more information, where should they go?
Yeah, they can visit us, numbersusa.com, or find us on social media, numbersusa on most of the social media channels.
Chris Jemelinski, he is the Director of Policy and Activism with Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid?